This headline caught my eye. Loch Ness Monster fans prepare for biggest creature hunt in 50 years. This weekend, organizers from the Loch Ness Center will lead volunteers on the largest search for Nessie in half a century. You know, it never seems to end. I've watched at least one documentary about the search for the world's most famous lake monster using the best technology available. What is it about these things that keep us interested? Or should I say, fascinated? There are more than a dozen lake monsters other than the ones supposedly in Loch Ness. Of course, there's Ogopogo in Lake Okanagan that comes first to mind for us. But then there's Champ, said to live in Lake Champlain, which borders Vermont and New York with a portion extending into Quebec. There's one in Lake Erie named Bessie. There's Tahoe Tessie in Lake Tahoe, said to be similar to Nessie in Loch Ness. And even another loch monster in Scotland, second only to Nessie, Morag, believed to live in Loch Morar. But the lake monster that never seems to go far from our awareness is Nessie. And tomorrow and Sunday, people can tune in to live streams of Scotland's Loch Ness in another hope of settling the long-standing debate as to whether Nessie really exists. About 100 volunteers will be looking for signs of life on the banks of the loch itself, and volunteers will be watching footage from webcams placed at strategic points around the lake. Organizers say it's the biggest surface watch since 1972, when volunteers were on the lookout for the creature but without today's high-tech equipment. I guess we'll wait and see what happens. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.